Deep in the mountains in western Ukraine, close to the borders with Slovakia and Hungary, people fleeing war are coming to find peace. This is one of many centers in Uzhgorod for the internally displaced. Olga and her husband are from Kharkiv. They left their city under heavy shelling.
It was terrible when we saw the first planes. I was terrified. I didn't believe it. We packed our things in 5 minutes. It's taken me a long time to recover from the trip here. My soul is aching. It aches for my home. This is my motherland. It was so difficult to leave. Really difficult.
This is their home, or what's left of it. And this is where they sleep now. It's just fine, she tells us. It's safe. And that is all that matters now. Tatiana sleeps next to them with her son. She tells us she's from Luhansk, near the Russian-occupied part, but the city is under Ukrainian control. Her story is about ordeal, too.
We were waiting in a small basement, hoping it would end, for almost 3 weeks. We finally left in a humanitarian corridor, which took 4 days to be successful. There weren't even 5 minutes of calm. They bombed us day and night. Our city is almost fully destroyed. I have nowhere to go back to.
Going back, that's what everyone here wants. For now, waiting it out, as far away from the war as they can physically get, without leaving their country. This one of the very few regions of Ukraine that hasn't been attacked.
This hole tells the story of the entirety of this war. People are from Mariupol, from Kharkiv, from Luhansk, from Donetsk, from Mykolaiv, from around the capital, Kyiv. Many of them fled under shelling, each with their own stories of hell. And they keep coming.
Registration takes place in the center of Uzhgorod city. Basic supplies, clothes, medicine, toys are handed out. It is now 6 weeks into this war, and officials put the internally displaced in this region at around 250,000 people.
Uzhgorod is crowded. They arrive day and night, but many now don't even reach us as the city is full. So we place them in other areas around the region.
It's also putting a lot of pressure on the city and its residents.
People can still come and stay with their relatives at home. I have family with me too, but all hotels and apartments are full. They are really crowded. We know it's not local people, as we can see the car number plates from all over Ukraine.
Lives on hold, and yet life must continue. Many here tell us they've gotten used to this routine, sharing their space, happy to be safe. But at the same time, everything has changed, and many fear their lives may never be the same again. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Uzhgorod, in the Transcarpathian mountain range.